News release. Aurelia Lady Kings. The Little Lady Kings U7 teams worked their tails off, with the BMO Nesbitt Burns team scoring 17 goals. Hat tricks were scored by Zoe Bodin, Ophelia Collins and Hadley Elliott. Sydney Kennedy had extra energy and scored 2 goals, while Gracie Fess, Addison Higginson and Matilda Walker also scored 2 goals each. The cutting-edge pink team battled hard, scoring 9 goals, with hat tricks by Audrey Gammon, Lucy Gammon and Palmer Maynor. In U9 action, Millwood Logistics came out on top in their 5-2 win against Northern Elite. Goal scorers for Millwood Logistics include Maeve Runk with 3 goals, Harper McDonnell with 1 and Isabel Olette Darling with a goal as well. Bailey Barker helped out with 2 assists. Callie Basta and Kayla Beard each added goals for Northern Elite, while Emma Jones had 2 assists and Michaela Olink had a helper of her own. The Stutes REMAX team found great real estate in front of the net in their 4-3 win over Second Century Source for Sports. Winning goals were scored by Scarlett Stout, Addison Atkinson, Olivia Hopkins and Hattie Buckner, with Buckner and Stout also adding assists. Second Century kept the game close with goals from Nora Whalen, Bea Bodin and Nora Belviso, with Isabella Bodin and Belviso also helping with assists. The U11 division saw more exciting action with St. Louis Bar and Grill serving up a 6-3 win over Atmosphere Electric. Winning goals were scored by Isla Quinn and Isabella Weaver, who each netted 2, while single tallies were scored by Emma Morton and Kara Jorgas. Sawyer Swale and Avery Saunders helped with assists, while Zoe McLeod was strong in net. Goal scorers for Atmosphere Electric were Kinsley Dreger with 2, and Isla Horner with 1. Lila Phillips was electric in net. Tryon Construction hammered home another win this week with a score of 6-1 over Champlain Readymix. Goal scorers for Tryon Construction included Rebecca LaCroix with 2 goals, and single tallies by Leighton Maynor, Kylie Homan, Violet Whalen and Sadie Kuula. Brooklyn Reed responded with a goal for Champlain Readymix. Our U13, U15 division also kept us on the edge of our seats with Mid-Ontario Disposal winning 6-4 over the hardworking Strawn and Morris team. Mid-Ontario goals were dumped in by Cadence Thompson and Rain Noganosh with 2 each, and Maya Rowe and Brooklyn Page with single markers. Assists were noted by Molly Bergeron, Cadence Nixon, Emily Taylor, Sienna Cryer, Jana Ball and Corinne White. Strawn and Morris goals were scored by Emerson McLaughlin with 2 and Eileen Hayes and Riley McGuire with 1 apiece. Ava Wara and McGuire also helped with assists. The Mariposa landscaping team rocked out a 10-0 win over the Atmosphere Electric team. Ellie Lynch, Katie Bunting and Chloe Weiler scored 2 goals each, while Zoe Gauthier, Lily Robbins, Billy Rouse and Chelsea Curry each scored singles. Lynch and Curry also added assists. Atmosphere Electric players fought hard, with Kaylin McDonald taking on a leadership role and communicating well with her teammates. Charlotte Cronshaw defended by stopping the opposing team's passes, really Lynn Daly was amazing on defense and Zoe Swale kept her team positive with a great attitude. Teams are looking forward to the final championship games next week.